As we prepare for Christmas, we're seeing some very nice temperatures across the Midwest. I'm Keith Lundberg with your WNAX Farm News Update. This Farm News Update is being brought to you by Farmers Union Insurance. For a no-obligation quote, contact a local agent today. Before we stepped into some very nice temperatures, last week we had a couple of days of some strong winds and some colder temperatures. Brad Rippey is the USDA's meteorologist, and I talked to him on Friday.
Yeah, so I was just up in Fargo a couple of weeks ago, so I'm no stranger to the cold you guys have been experiencing. Yeah, but this kind of topped the charts yesterday. I saw some videos out of Grand Forks, North Dakota, where you just couldn't see your hand in front of your face, and so I checked the numbers there. They only had about an inch of snow in Grand Forks, but those northerly winds gusting almost to 70 miles an hour just took that little bit of snow and blew it all over the place. That was pretty common. North Dakota, parts of the neighboring states, and man, what a day. As you get closer to the Rockies, we saw some wind gusts above 100 miles per hour.
So what kind of trough system that kind of made its way through here kind of quickly, it appears, you know, with the temperature drop and the wind, and now it looks like we're going to see a warm-up.
Yeah, so there's a ton of energy coming in off the Pacific. All the moisture is getting wrung out, most of the moisture getting wrung out by the mountains of the Northwest. And then as those clipper systems come across, they dip a little bit, and they still have a lot of wind and energy, not much moisture, but they pull the cold air down for a day or two. And that's kind of the pattern we're in, but we're seeing I'll call it a trough or a dip in the jet stream in the west now. And that's actually going to push some milder Pacific air pretty far north. And so I think starting Monday, we're going to see temperatures getting up into the 50s, if you can believe that.
And it should stay like this for the remainder of this week with your WNAX Farm News Update brought to us by Farmers Union Insurance. I'm Keith Weinberg.